Exclusive GOP's House campaign arm launches national ad highlighting socialists burglarizing America. By Matthew Boyle on July 30, 2019. House Republicans have launched a national ad campaign that includes several district-specific targets during the August recess depicting Democrat socialists burglarizing America's homes, an effort by the GOP to expose H.R. 1, a bill that would take Americans' money away and use it for Democrat campaigns. The ad campaign also represents a kickoff of sorts for Republican efforts to retake the House majority since losing it in the 2018 midterm elections, representing a sustained push by national Republicans to bring the heat on the Democrat Party as a whole and specific vulnerable Democrat members. It's clear the 2020 election will be a choice between two futures, a future of more freedom or government control, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said in a statement provided exclusively, along with the ads, to Breitbart News ahead of their public release later on Tuesday. The new socialist Democrats are embracing policies that are in direct conflict with the needs and priorities of the American people. More taxes, more spending, more government, and less freedom. Simply put, this is theft. In stark contrast, Americans' priorities are Republican priorities, McCarthy added. We are fighting for a smaller, more efficient government that spends less money and empowers individuals instead of regulating them. The vicious National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, ad, which will debut on Fox and Friends later Tuesday morning and air nationally throughout August, shows a group of armed and masked burglars entering a suburban home in the middle of the night. They're coming for it, our money, money that belongs to us, that our families depend on, a narrative says as the masked burglars break and enter into a home and rifle through the family's belongings, breaking things and stealing whatever they like. But socialists in Congress have a scheme to take our money and use it to pay for their political campaigns, even personal expenses and negative TV ads. Up to $5 million for every candidate, every election. Every House Democrat supported it. This isn't the old Democratic Party. It's a new, radical, socialist party. Their self-serving plan could cost us billions, money that won't be spent to educate our kids, care for our veterans, or fix our crumbling roads and bridges. They're assaulting not just our money, but our way of life. Call this plan what it is, theft. But there's time to fight back. Call the Democrats. Tell them to fund their own campaigns and put the people first. An example of the 32nd specific cut of one of the districts, for Cunningham's in South Carolina, is as follows. Similar cuts are airing in the districts of the rest of the other members listed above. The ads come as part of McCarthy's Young Guns program through the NRCC and represent one of the first, biggest, and most serious national pushes by Republicans since losing the House majority to retake it in November 2020. If Republicans take back these 12 battleground districts, plus 8 more, they would retake the House majority. In other words, the GOP only needs to flip 20 seats to win back the House majority. The ads also come as McCarthy, the GOP leader in the House, sat down for a one-hour-long exclusive in-studio interview with Breitbart News that will air both this coming Saturday and Sunday on Breitbart News Saturday and Breitbart News Sunday on SiriusXM 125 The Patriot Channel. Breitbart News Saturday airs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. ET on Saturday morning, and Breitbart News Sunday airs from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET on Sunday evening. Video clips from the interview will also be published here on Breitbart News. McCarthy, during the forthcoming interview, in part broke down GOP plans to retake the House majority in 2020 and discussed key issues like immigration and threats to freedom of speech from big tech companies. H.R. 1, the bill that is the subject of these NRCC ads, passed the House on purely partisan lines on March 8, 2019. The bill, which is the first bill number of this Congress, has been designated as the piece of legislation that the Democrat leadership considers its most important, would represent, according a conservative movement memorandum reported on by Breitbart News back in January, an attempt by House Democrats to fundamentally undermine the American electoral system. As Breitbart News reported in January, the conservative movement memo detailed several things the Democrats' H.R. 1 bill would do. Forces all states to allow all convicted felons to vote. Requires all states to allow same-day voter registration, which leads to voter fraud. makes it difficult for a state to discover if a voter is also voting in another state. Prevents states from limiting early voting. Prevents states from limiting voting by mail. Requires all states to provide free mail-in absentee ballots. Criminalizes political speech that the government deems discouraging to voters who are statistically more likely to vote Democrat. Takes redistricting away from elected leaders to give to left-leaning commissions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi admitted the bill was a power grab, claiming it was a power grab on behalf of the people. Democrats are united in our effort to root out corruption and pass laws that make sure our government acts in the best interests of the American people, not entrenched special interests, Hoyer said. While H.R. 1 is a major step forward in achieving both of these goals, it is not the first step. Democrats ran on a platform of opening up government and making it a tool for justice, opportunity and economic security. Now in office, we are working hard to deliver results.